Life has a funny habit of taking a sharp turn from good times into bad, from a time of abundance to a time of famine, from a time of joy to a time of sadness. And the further we drift away from God, the worse it gets. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. The Old Testament prophet Joel was writing at such a time of locust infestation and drought, desperate circumstances for God's allegedly chosen people. Why had this happened? What was its cause? Well, God answers that pretty directly through his prophet. Joel chapter 2, verses 12 and 13. Now come back to me with all your heart. Cry and mourn and don't eat anything. Show that you're sad for doing wrong. Tear your hearts, not your clothes. Come back to the Lord your God. He is kind and merciful. He doesn't become angry quickly. He has great love. Maybe he'll change his mind about the bad punishments he had planned. God's chosen people have drifted away from God through their sin. It's happened to you too sometime, right? I get it. And rather than punishing them further, rather than admonishing them even more deeply, he calls them to come back to him with all their heart. Come back to the Lord your God. He is kind and merciful. He doesn't become angry quickly. He has great love. Sometimes, in fact oftentimes, that all too familiar turn for worse in life's road happens as a direct consequence of our sin, yours and mine. But as much as God allows the consequences of our sin to be visited upon our lives to bring us to our senses, his heart, his great and mighty heart, is to draw us back close to him. Come back to the Lord your God. He is kind and merciful. That's his word, fresh for you today. Hey, we all need reminding of God's kindness and mercy on a regular basis. That's why I'd love to send you your fresh devotional every day, a powerful scripture verse, together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement to help you be all that God made you to be. And it's completely free. Just stop by at freshdevotional.org for instant access. That web address again is freshdevotional.org.